This is Matthew Kruse with the Comstock Report. Today is U.S. Election Day. I think that it is good for everyone to vote. Not everyone shares that opinion. A lot of effort in this country gets put into suppressing targeted areas and groups from exercising voting rights. This is not something new. Women and minorities have fought for their right to vote for decades. They set rules for voting and then make changes that are intended to discourage or make it impossible to count all votes. It is not as universal a process as it could be. It appears that those who claim that there are flaws in the voting process are the ones working the hardest to grow the seeds of disruption, purposefully undermining the confidence in it. They should not be able to change the rules so that they invalidate some voters who thought that they were following the rules, and then the rules change. Republicans have a better record of voting than Democrats have had. High turnout elections have historically favored Democrats, but this one is impacted by the COVID pandemic. Over 100 million have already voted. This is a republic and not a democracy, as some are led to believe. State electors, rather than one person, one vote, determines who is president. There is a difference. Brazil is a democracy. Everyone is required to vote there, and without mark on the paper that they voted, people are denied government services or legal processes such as titles, passports, and such. Poor people have to vote in order to qualify for welfare. The country had been run by populists who were so corrupt they traded them for a right-wing nut named Jair Bolsonaro, who had a 50% approval rating in September. He is not up for re-election until 2022. The Brazilian farm sector loves him. Americans vote by state. States have to certify their electors. That has not been a problem, but there are nuances where that the certification could be made to be an issue. The people vote to determine a slate of electors that then choose the president. It can even get more complicated than that, but if the U.S. was a democracy, we would have elected Presidents Gore and Hillary by popular vote. In 2016, national polls showed that Hillary would win by 3% of the vote, and she won by 2%. That was a sore spot for President Trump, who attempted to counter it with the claim that 3 million illegal votes were cast without evidence. He won by a razor-thin 80,000 votes, tipping three states to his favor in the Electoral College. It was a surprise to some, but not a landslide by any means, as Trump attempted to depict it. Our republic form of governance protects the rights of regional minorities. States like South Dakota and Wyoming have two senators, yet only one representative. That translates into three Electoral College votes, one for the congressional district and one each for the two senators. It gives rural, less populated states more clout than a pure democracy. One person, one vote would. Eliminating the Electoral College would shift the balance of power politically to urban areas on the two coasts. Agriculture would have no leverage in Washington. The fact that Wyoming has two senators irks urban population centers that say cows are better represented than they are. I do not know if the forefathers saw the rural-urban division becoming what it is today, but they protected small, less populated states with the present government structure. President Trump will again lose the popular vote in this election by a significantly larger margin than he lost it in 2016. That is not likely in play. It is state-by-state results and the margin between Trump and Biden in critical electoral states that will ultimately seal the deal. First, President Trump needs results that are close enough that there is a plausible argument to be made to contest negative results. The vote has to be close in enough states so that the electoral outcome remains in play for Trump to find a pathway to win. The greatest worry today is that the result will not be definitive. I personally think that it will be, but elections are hard to pin down until all the votes are counted. President Trump wants to stop counting if and when he is ahead. The fight in this election may only start with Election Day. Trump has prepared to win the after vote, so what Election Day will determine may or may not be the outright president-elect. It will determine whether this can go on to round two, where results are contested and are referred for adjudication to the courts. Trump's remaining opportunity likely lies in the gray land between when votes are counted and when they are certified. This country has not been there for a very long time. I can't think that it would be some place where markets would want to be. They can handle win by either candidate better than they can being thrown into purgatory. We will look to deal with whatever results occur. You are listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa, online at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.